Story 3, Flowers in the Garden. Stories from Shoney, the retired sled dog. Brought to you by SledDogPodcast.com.
Oh, how nice of you to come by. I was just planning on giving myself a little bath, but that can wait. It's been such a warm day here in the kennel. Kennel life in the summer sure is different than the winter, but I understand why God gave us different seasons. Even though I'm retired and not as active as I used to be, I gotta say, I love the winter. For a sled dog, the falling snow makes our hearts soar. But it is when a sled dog works the hardest, too, so I understand why there needs to be a season of rest, too. Just like you kids get a break in the summer from school, we sled dogs take a break from running, pulling, and racing. All this talk of summer reminds me of a dog that used to be in the kennel. Her name was Kish. See, Kish came to the kennel after several owners. She was a little purebred Siberian, and I must say, she had very pretty eyes. It was soon after her arrival, though, that I understood why Kish had so many owners. It was summer when she arrived, and apparently, summer was not one of her favorite seasons. You see, she brought with her an air of discontent. Do you know what discontent means? Well, it is when someone is dissatisfied or unhappy about something. Lots of times these types of dogs complain, whine, howl, or just sulk their way through the day. On her first day, it went something like this.
You call this a kennel? My last place at least had air conditioning. You call sitting under a tree air conditioning? Oh my, look at that water bowl. Why, it's in the sun. I'm supposed to drink the soup.
Her neighbor, Charity, won't follow right along.
You had air conditioning at your last kennel? Wow, I've always been stuck outside in the summer. I can hardly blow my coat fast enough. I sure would love to know what air conditioning is like.
Boy, oh boy, I can't believe you have never been in air conditioning. I thought my life was tough. Say, don't we get any more bedding than this in our house?
Well, you see, it keeps us cooler, and it keeps the bugs out. If we have less bedding in the summer, that's what I heard from the master say anyway.
Ha! Well, one thing is for sure, the master is only out to make us suffer. I tell you, this is just plain ridiculous.
Oh, our master loves us. At least I thought he did.
Oh my, this little whippersnapper was one bona fide discontent dog, and from the moment she was spreading her unhappiness to anyone who would hear her howl, she reminded me of a weed in the middle of a pretty flower garden. My master's wife has a lovely garden in the back of the kennel, and I do love to watch it grow from the time she plants till the time she harvests. But I overheard her telling her pups one time, her children, that they had to be careful in weeding the garden in the beginning. If you don't know what each little plant looks like, you might pull it up accidentally, thinking it's a weed. Well, one time they let a weed get pretty big before they realized that it indeed was a weed and not a flower. Weeds grow pretty quick, and pretty soon they are all over your garden if you don't diligently pull them out. Now, you might just be wondering why an old sled dog like me is talking about weeding a garden. Well, when someone is a whiner or a complainer or likes to spread their discontent to those around them, they are just like a weed. Pretty soon they cause others around them to be unhappy with what they have and turn into a weed too. Then they too spread their discontent. Another weed pops up. Pretty soon you have weeds everywhere. Or to put it in kennel talk, a bunch of howling, whiny dogs. So within that first week, I decided I needed to have a little chat with Kish before the whole kennel was overflowing with the weeds of discontent. Now, my master doesn't know this, but some of us, well, more intelligent dogs, well, we can get off our chains. Out of obedience and respect to the master, we stay on our chains and we play along. Now, don't tell anyone, okay?
Well, after supper one evening, which, by the way, was what my master calls maintenance food because we aren't running and exercising in the summer, so we don't need as much protein, see? Now, if I were a discontent dog, I would tell you, yuck, double yuck, pluck, pluck. But I won't. I just nibble what I want, and then I tip my bowl over and put it in the dirt, where it belongs. Now, back to Kish. After supper, when all was calm and the lights in the big doghouse went out, I undid my chain, see, and I made my way over to Kish's house. Well, good evening, Kish.
Hey, how'd you do that?
Now, never mind. I wanted to have a chat with you about something very important.
Please tell me you're here to make a protest about this horrible maintenance food.
No, it is actually about you and your effect on your teammates. Did you know that happiness is a choice, Kish?
Happiness? A choice?
Yes. You see, when I wake up each summer morning, knowing that it's not the season to run, and knowing that the days are longer, I have to decide right then and there that I will be thankful for the time of rest that we are given. See, I choose to be happy about the day.
But what about the heat?
Well, when I feel like I'm getting too warm, I remember that really cold winter nights that we've had when I struggled to keep warm, and I choose to be thankful instead for this time of warmth.
And what about this soupy water?
Well, first of all, I make sure that I drink my water when it's poured each morning and evening. Then I choose to be thankful that the master loves me enough to give me fresh water twice a day. You see, turning your howls into thanksgiving will ease all your burdens simply by choosing to be thankful.
Why, Shoni, I never heard anything like this before. I have to admit, I've sort of been watching you and noticed that you seem to be, well, peaceful, or maybe the better word is content.
Well, I'm glad that you've noticed, Kish. But I want to tell you again that happiness or being content is a choice. Quite frankly, I'm not very fond of the food either. But the master provides it and thankfully takes time to feed us every day. And who knows, maybe the company who makes it will go out of business and he'll switch. But the point is, until then, I will remain thankful in whatever is happening with me.
Shoni, do you think I could actually become thankful and stop being so whiny and, you know, discontent?
Oh, Kish, you sure can. It will take practice. But I know you can turn that frown upside down and pull those weeds of discontent right out of your garden.
What's a garden?
Oh, never mind. Now let's just practice. Give me 5 things right now that you are thankful for.
5 things in this place?
Now.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Well, I'm thankful for this neat sign over my house. I never had that before. I'm thankful for the mole I caught this morning. Delish. I'm thankful that Buster is not here, a real mean dog back at that old kennel. And I'm thankful for my blue eyes. Did you see Cherry's eyes? One is blue and the other's brown. Weird.
Okay now. One more and our first lesson will be done.
One more. Well, I really am happy that you came to talk to me tonight, Shoni, so I guess I am thankful for you.
Oh, well, that's right nice, Kish.
Hey, Shoni, the lights came on in the big doghouse. The master might be coming.
Oh, okie dokie, Squirrel. Thanks a lot. Well, good night to you, Kish. You sleep well now.
Night, Shoni. Thanks.
Well, I was ready to nestle down in the nice hole that I dug for myself, a little bit softer than the wood floor of that doghouse, but my neighbor Rimsky called to me.
Hey, Shoni, I overheard you talking to that new gal, and, well, I am feeling kinda, well, grumpy myself. It's these flies, Shoni. Why, I think I could tolerate summer better without flies.
Why, Rimsky, I couldn't tell that you were being grumpy. So you've made the first step towards happiness. Say, isn't that new pink stuff the master was putting on your ears working for you?
Well, it's only been a few days, but they don't seem to be bothering my ears anymore. I guess it's just that they are still around that bothers me. Bzzz, bzzz. Swarming around my box, my head. Ah, you see what I mean? I'm getting grumpy again.
Oh, well, I'm glad that the pink stuff seems to be working anyway. I know that the master's been trying all sorts of stuff to protect our ears. But you know there will always be flies in the summer, Rimsky. But instead of focusing on the flies, look beyond. Did you notice how the new pups are growing? Oh, don't they just make you laugh? Doesn't it feel good to take long afternoon naps?
Did you see that puppy Abigail run smack into the sled shed? She was running so fast she couldn't stop herself. My, how quick I allow a weed of discontent to grow in my kennel. Shoni, thanks for helping me pull it out.
Well, at least you didn't infect everyone around you there, Rimsky. Summer is a wonderful season, even for a sled dog. Well, I can imagine summer is a lot different for you humans. But as you heard, we dogs have to keep ourselves thankful during the summer. I'm wondering, though, what's going on with you? If you were a big, beautiful flower garden just bursting with color in the middle of the summer, would there be any weeds of discontent growing in you? Maybe after learning about Kiss, you realized there was a plant that could be a flower, and so you left it there, and now you realize that it's a weed. Well, pull that weed of discontent right out. Then do what Kish did and think of 5 things that you are thankful for. Oh, you better believe that when you start thinking, those weeds won't be able to live in your garden anymore. Well, I would love to hear all about everything that you were thankful for, but I really do need to give myself a bath. An old girl's got to smell nice, you know, even in the summer. Come round again real soon now, okay?
The author and staff of SledDogPodcast.com offer their services free of charge. If you like what you're hearing, tell a friend. Or better yet, tell a friend and make a donation on the webpage to help support this audio program. Dog food is always welcome.